Appendix F, After Action Reports. This appendix discusses how to plan for and use the After Action Report and includes a sample After Action Report format. Organization of the After Action Report, an important collection technique used by Army echelons and organizations, is an After Action Report. The After Action Report provides observations and insights from the lessons learned that allow a unit to reflect on successes and shortcomings of the operation, as well as share these lessons with the Army. Leaders can use the After Action Report for building future training plans or for planning for future operations. The After Action Report differs from the After Action Review. An After Action Review brings together soldiers to have a verbal discussion held at the completion of an operation or event. Key participants determine what happened, what worked, what did not work, and how to improve for the next event. The After Action Report is a written document that highlights unit accomplishments and lessons learned. The After Action Report works well as a historical reference tool and is given to other organizations getting ready to participate in the same event. For more information on After Action Review, please see FM70. The reporting unit logically organizes the After Action Report, usually by operational phase or warfighting function. Often units arrange it chronologically to facilitate the understanding and flow of the information reported. The After Action Report is not meant to critique an operation. Instead, it documents what worked well as much as what did not work well. The After Action Report provides tactics, techniques, and procedures, as well as lessons learned to share with the Army. For example, the Center for Army Lessons Learned archives its collected After Action Reports and makes them available through its website to units preparing for combat operations or training events. The After Action Report format is flexible, so long as it addresses its two key purposes. First, an After Action Report documents the operations conducted by the unit for historical purposes. Second, an After Action Report provides best practices and lessons in the observation, discussion, recommendation format. The Army's Lessons Learned program can use this format to inform. Units can easily adapt an After Action Report to fit any Lessons Learned program. The printed version of FM60 illustrates a brigade After Action Report. This After Action Report template can apply across all echelons. Conclusion. After Action Reports are useful tools for recording challenges or successes identified during operations. Unit leaders may review After Action Reports to revise standard operating procedures and ensure that units implement change or reinforce successful techniques during future operations. Leaders can use the knowledge that After Action Reports capture to build future training plans or plan for future operations. These improvements may enhance future unit performance. FM60, 16 May 2022. By order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff. Official. Signed, Mark F. Averill, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.